I found the term gaslighting. So we will discuss that today.
Yeah, I remember you texted me, said, are you familiar with this term?
Right, yeah.
And I had heard this term in the kind of popular literature and knew it was related to a relationship issue. But this is going to be an interesting show if people haven't heard of that term before. Let me give a little background. It comes from a very well-known play from the 1930s called Gaslight. And the plot concerns a husband who attempts to drive his wife crazy. And he's trying to manipulate all these things in her environment. What happens in the play is that gas was the energy behind lighting back then,
right,
in the 1938 when this play was started. What he does is he dims the light in the house. And then she notices and comments on it. And he's going, oh, they're not being dimmed.
Well, he does it incrementally. Each night they sit down for dinner and the light is just a little bit dimmer than it was the night before.
And she notices it and comments
right
on it. And then the idea is that he's telling her, that's not right, or you're mistaken, or you're not remembering right. What he's doing is he's gaslighting her. That's where the term comes from the play Gaslight. And what that means is it's a form of emotional abuse. This is what we're talking about. And what it does is it causes the person who's being gaslighted to question their own feelings, their instincts about things, really their sanity. What it does is it gives the abusive partner a lot of power and a lot of control. And we know that abuse is about power and control.
Definitely.
That's what's at the root of it. It's when you take information and you twist it, you spin it, you admit things, and you're trying to tell the person that they're false in their reality. That's the key. I read a bunch of stuff about this, and some people think the term is too widely used and that it should be for when somebody is presenting false information and trying to make the person believe that. It plays a number on the person's memory and their perception and their sanity. And so when people receive criticism or they're told, that's not right, or what are you thinking, or you've got that wrong, they're being gaslighted.
And it makes you wonder how often this happens, because how many times have you sat and thought, I know I did not say that. They have to be wrong. But did I say that?
Yeah.
Did I say it that way, or did I say it at all? Am I crazy?
Yeah. Well, so I don't usually
don't
go to
that.
Wikipedia. I love their definition. It says gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse, which is what we've been talking about, in which false information is presented with the intent of making a person doubt his or her memory, perceptions, and sanity. It may simply be the denial by an abuser that previous abuse incidents ever occurred. Or it could be the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of trying to disorient that victim, which is what happened in that play.
It's so unfortunate to be on the receiving end of the gaslighting technique. Yes.
Can you imagine? So once an abusive partner has broken down the person's ability to trust their own perceptions, imagine what that would feel like. You can't trust that what you're feeling or you're seeing or you're thinking is true. The victim then is more likely to stay in that abusive relationship. It's done through manipulation. Here's what one woman said. For almost my entire life, I felt as though I couldn't trust my own memory. I would think to myself, am I making this up? Am I creating this hurt? Am I fabricating this anger?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too sensitive.
And that's what the abuser wants this person to think.
Ugh. Exactly.
From what I can tell from gaslighting, it happens gradually. And it's like mind control, in which you're playing with the person's sense of reality, like you said a minute ago, with the goal of controlling them.
Right. And that's key.
And then over time, the person becomes confused, anxious, and depressed even.
Yeah. Because the person is so self-doubting, then they become very dependent. Think about it. If you can't trust yourself and you're thinking, my perceptions must not be right, then you get real dependent on somebody. A gaslighter spins their negative, harmful, destructive words and acts so that everything acts in their own favor, and they're constantly pointing the finger at someone. This is where you start going, I must be paranoid.
Right.
Maybe I'm too sensitive. Maybe I'm mentally unstable. I'm silly, I'm feeling unhinged, and all these sensations come into your mind that cause you to doubt yourself.